Mix 94.7, KMCH 809 on a Monday morning. I almost said old friend, but that's not correct at all. Our good friend who's had a long relationship, because I don't want to say old, Pat.
Because I appreciate that.
Thank you. Pat Helmrichs is along with us. How are you this morning, friend? How are things?
I'm great.
It's been like, I can't believe it's already been a month since we've seen you.
I know. Time's just rolling right down the street on us.
Time flies when time moves. Something like that.
Yeah. So, you must be having too much fun.
Something like that. My age, I have too much fun. I still got to be in bed by 9. Yeah. You know, I got to go to bed early. Trunk show. Last time you were here, we're kicking off the trunk show season. How did the last trunk show go with the Heartland Quilters Guild?
It went very well. We had Jarrett Johnson from Decora come down, and he showed us some beautiful quilts. We were out lots of oohing and aahing and looking closely at his products. So, yeah, very nice. Very, very well.
Do you ever find like a missed stitch when you do something like that? Like, look at that. Right there.
I'm not a member of the quilt police, so I try not to look at that stuff. Just enjoy the overall effect.
Well, you've got another one coming up this week, coming up Thursday, a few days from now. Let's talk a little bit about it.
Yeah, we've got Heidi Cassand, a trunk show, on Thursday the 15th. The location is our Savior Lutheran Church Fellowship Hall, and this is open to the public. Heidi's the owner of the Hen and Chick Studio in Conrad, Iowa. Her shop was one of the 10 shops selected from almost 3,000 entries nationwide that was featured in Better Homes and Garden Quilt Sampler magazine in 2019. Wow. So she's got some creds there.
Yeah, street cred, as
yes,
it were.
Yes, absolutely. She's also a publisher of American Quilt Retailer magazine.
Okay.
So after she's had a 30-year professional quilting career, she decided to combine those experiences with her passion for inspiring creativity in other people to start this business venture. So she helps individuals and groups succeed at quilting and other art forms. I think she has a scrapbooking too. So she does a lot of things. I see this morning she's got a podcast, so all sorts of things.
She's a busy lady.
She is a busy lady.
Well, and as you were here last time, we were talking about how quilting has been such a great resurgence now.
It's
not that it's gone away, but people are embracing it, wrapping their arms around it, and it's really become quite the hobby again.
I agree. It certainly is. I think not just COVID, but I think COVID had an impact on that as well. Mm-hmm. People that happen to have a stash of fabric at home were busy doing stuff with it once they got done making masks.
Yeah.
And I think there's an interest in something authentic.
Yeah.
Something with lasting, you know. Mm-hmm. So I
something
think that's
that
part of it.
You can pass on generation
exactly.
to generation
exactly.
and everything.
Exactly.
Well, and that's what you guys at the Heartland Quilters Guild, that's kind of your mission statement. Let's take a step back and remind everybody who you guys are and what you stand for and all
okay.
that stuff.
Well, the Northeast Iowa Heartland Quilters Guild is over 25 years old. We're a nonprofit. Our purpose is to promote and encourage the practices and knowledge of quilting. So we do displays at area farmers markets, Delhi Days, Silver War Days, those types of things. We present educational programs like this trunk show. Mm-hmm, it's an educational thing. We do a biannual quilt show, which will be coming up in November this year. We create and stimulate an interest in the art of quilting. So we do, at our meetings, which we meet monthly, we do show and tell projects. We have programs we participate in like making Christmas stockings, ornaments. We've participated in the So Powerful Purse Project, which is a purses are made and then given to a charity.
Okay.
We do service projects like Quilts of Valor, Sleep in Heavenly Peace. We do So What at the Good Neighbor Home. It's a quilting with anybody who wants to show up and just So What, we do it.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So that's kind of what we do. And we meet on the third Thursday of each month at Our Savior Lutheran Church's Sunshine Room. Mm-hmm. That's their educational building, which is across the street from the church. That's at 7 p.m. And we welcome new members. So we're happy to have anybody show up that's interested in learning about quilting or just likes quilts.
And it coincides with the trunk show coming up on Thursday.
Exactly.
So what's it cost to come see that, you know, be a part of the trunk show?
Okay.
Or maybe join you guys?
Okay. Well, it's a $5 to get into admission for the show. If you want to join our guild, there's a $20 annual fee. So we're not too tough on the wallet there. You know, the quilting can be tough enough on that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So Yeah, that's kind of what we do.
Okay, and then you got some other, you mentioned the biannual quilt show coming up in November. What else you got coming up?
Well, also in November, we'll do our Quilts of Valor presentation.
Okay.
And we honor some of our area veterans by presenting them with a Quilt of Valor made specifically for them. So we get veterans' names submitted to us throughout the year from a lot of different sources, the VFW, family members, individual members of the guild then just take those names and make a quilt or two or three, and then we present them to the veterans at that program. So we invite them to come, to invite family, friends, whoever, and then we do a presentation to them.
You ever thought about doing like Heartland Guild, you know, Quilting Guild Association, Nap Fest? Invite people like me who like taking naps, and I get to choose what quilt I want to take a nap under. I give you $10, it goes to charity, and I can sleep under as many quilts as I want to.
I think you're on to something.
See?
Sounds like a great fundraiser.
See?
Low pressure.
Sign me up. I'll show up.
Okay.
You already got $10 ahead right there. So
sounds good.
If people have questions, Pat, about what's coming up Thursday, or if they have like the biannual quilt show or anything you guys are doing, what's the best way to go about that?
They can contact our guild president, Marlene Gould. She's at the Quilted Strawberry in Strawberry Point, Iowa. That's a quilt shop. Or they can contact me. My number is 563-929-0142.
Napfest 2023.
Yeah.
See?
It's got
a good ring to it.
Think about that.
You could have like soup. You could have, you know, pie. You could have naps and quilts.
Well, the only thing we don't have at our biennial quilt show would be the nap part, but
there's time.
We have pie, we have soup, but maybe we'll have to look at that.
And you're going to come in again. You're going to remind us about
that
as we get closer to that and everything too. And I hope we send a lot of people your way Thursday night.
Thank you.
That out. And then say hi to Heidi. Ask her how to pronounce her last name. She'll set the record straight for all of us.
Perfect.
Because there's been great consternation is it this? Is it that? It's Heidi. And you said Kaisend.
Kaisend.
We're going with Kaisend.
That's what she said on her website. That's what I'm sticking to.
Now, if she says it differently, we get to tell her she's wrong.
You can tell her that.
Pat, always good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
With the Northeast Iowa Heartland Quilters Guild, you'll hear this interview again on our website at kmch.com. 8:16, we pause. Another guest of the day comes your way after this.